Behold, a king will reign righteously, and officials will rule justly. Each will be like a refuge from the wind, and a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry country, like the shade of a huge rock in an exhausted land.
Then the eyes of those who see will not be blinded, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the rash will discern the truth, and the tongue of the stammerers will hurry to speak clearly.
No longer will the fool be called noble, or the rogue be spoken of as generous. Nonsense, and his heart inclines toward wickedness, to practice ungodliness, and to speak error against the Lord, to keep the hungry person unsatisfied, and to withhold drink from the thirsty.
As for all his weapons are evil, he devises wicked schemes to destroy the poor with slander, even though the needy one speaks what is right.
But the noble person divides. The populated city abandoned, hill and watchtower have become caves forever. A delight for wild donkeys, a pasture for flocks, until the Spirit is poured out upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field is considered. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness will remain in the fertile field, and the work of righteousness will be peace, and the service of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever. Then my people will live in a peaceful settlement, in secure dwellings and in undisturbed resting places. And it will hail when the forest comes down, and the city will be utterly laid low.
How blessed will you be who sow beside all waters, who let the ox and the donkey out